to announce this poverty tour. Starting August the 6th, we are getting on a bus. It's called the Poverty Tour, A Call to Conscience. The Poverty Tour.
What's the idea?
The idea is to get on this bus and to go to big cities and small towns, starting with Native Americans and African Americans and Hispanics and white males and white women, children and seniors and homeless veterans all across this country in 15 different cities. We're going to raise the issue of poverty. We're going to talk to those persons who are battling it, who are struggling, those who've lost their homes, those who don't have jobs, those who are struggling to get an education. We want to use this date, this week of August the 6th through the 12th, to put as much attention, as much focus, as much spotlight as we can on raising the issue of poverty in America higher on the agenda. In this presidential race that we're about to embark upon, somebody has to stand up and defend and fight for and not be afraid to talk about the plight of the poor in this country. This issue is starting to get a lot more trash in this country. We're delighted that this tour is bringing in other persons who believe, as we believe, that this issue got to be higher on the agenda. The NEA is supporting us on this. The AARP Foundation is supporting us on this. Yeah. And every day, more and more institutions are signing up to support this.
I mean, you're both very passionate about this. I think what you're doing is great with this bus. Great.
That's good.
Why is there not more anger amongst the average American at the moment? It seems to me there's a kind of tacit acceptance of their lot. In other words, we know there are big problems. We're going to have to suck it up.
People feel helpless. People feeling helpless.
So why don't they get out and show a bit of passion?
Well, we've seen it in Madison, Wisconsin. We've seen it in Indiana. It's beginning to surface. But not much. But not much. But I mean, part of it, as you see, is because we've been dealing with a culture of greed is good. We've been dealing with a culture of don't tax. What was Brother Donald Trump said? Don't tax our success. When he got the lowest tax rates in the last 30 years. When you got trillions of dollars in tax havens offshore. Offshore subsidiaries, corporations, one out of four corporations didn't pay a penny of taxes whatsoever.
Let me throw the devil's advocate here.
Sure.
Is it really the big problem that the rich aren't paying enough tax, or is the real problem that the poor are not being looked after properly?
Donald Trump
has a point. You know, there are people self-made in this country who've worked incredibly hard to get where they are. Why should they have to pay exorbitant taxation?
It's not exorbitant taxes, though, Brother Pierce, at all. The level of taxes now compared to where they were in the 1960s and 70s, it's very, very low. But the issue is this. When you give a priority to the interests of corporate plutocrats and Wall Street oligarchs, then you don't give a priority to jobs, nor do you give a priority to the kind of issues of poverty that we're talking about.
And it doesn't have to be, to your brilliant question, Pierce, it doesn't have to be either or. It can be and should be both and. We have to look out. The rich have to pay their fair share. And I know a lot of rich people who are willing to pay their fair share.
Yes, absolutely.
And the poor have to be looked after. One is happening, the other is not. And that's what we're saying. This gap between the have-gots and the have-nots cannot continue to grow without us seeing some signs of that anger in the streets.